You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Sunday, July 31st. A day after announcing that they were dropping pre-cruise testing requirements on most sailings 5 days or fewer, Carnival Cruise Line has released further details. Passengers sailing to Bermuda or Canada will still be required to take a proctored test no more than 3 days before boarding, no matter the length of the voyage.
You do not need to test if you're fully vaccinated and you're on a 3, 4, or 5 day cruise. And if you're on a back-to-back, we are not testing between cruises unless the ship's senior doctor feels that it is necessary to do so.
Just to recap, John said that passengers doing a back-to-back, which starts with a sailing of 5 days or fewer, would not need to test for the next sailing unless the shipboard or doctor decided it was necessary. As always, the best way to stay on top of the line's protocols is by visiting Carnival's Have Fun, Be Safe page. And the island of Cozumel has released figures for the first 5 months of the year. Since January, the island has seen over 1 million cruisers. The island reopened to cruise ships last summer after being shut down for 15 months and has seen a constant uptick in cruise travelers. The Secretary of Tourism said between January and May of this year, the island has inked 498 cruise ships and 1,018,617 cruisers. And not too far behind, Costa Maya with 251 ship calls with over 523,000 passengers. In 2019, Cozumel saw 1.3 million, an 18% increase over 2018. And Norwegian Cruise Line has revealed some of the entertainment options which will be available on board their newest ship, Norwegia Prima, when it debuts this fall. Taking center stage in the Prima Theater will be the Tony-nominated show Summer, the Donna Summer's musical. As you might have guessed from the title, it's a jukebox musical featuring many disco divas in their greatest hits. One of the three actresses playing the title role will be Kimberly Locke from American Idol. Norwegian also announced that Prima will host three popular game shows, The Price is Right, Supermarket Sweep, and Press Your Luck. Sounds fun? Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Here in Layton, Utah, one last time before heading back to Jacksonville. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have yourself a great Sunday.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.